NAVEDTRA 14145, Military Requirements for Petty Officers First Class. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. What are the two distinct types of authority? General and organizational. 2. Which standard organization and regulations of the United States Navy article contains the general responsibilities and duties of all officers and petty officers in the Navy? 141.4. 3. What type of authority held by all officers and petty officers is derived from each person's assigned billet within a particular command? Organizational. 4. Which Navy Regulations article grants petty officers at each level the necessary authority for the performance of their duties? Article 1037. 5. What grants the right to require actions of others? Authority. 6. Withholding of privileges, along with what else, are two of the most common measures used to correct military duty deficiencies. Extra Military Instruction, Echo Mike, India. 7. EMI will not normally be assigned for more than how many hours per day? 2. 8. The authority to assign EMI is normally not delegated below what level? CPO, Charlie Papa Oscar. 9. What is a benefit provided for the convenience or enjoyment of an individual? Privilege. 10. Depriving an individual of liberty or privileges as a punishment for any offense or substandard performance of duty is illegal, except as specifically authorized under what? UCMJ, Uniform Charlie Mike Juliet. 11. What is defined as something that a person is expected or required to do by moral or legal obligation, an action or task required by one's position? Duty. 12. What is the commanding officer's summary of personal duty assignments and stations called? Watch, quarter, and station bill, Whiskey Quebec Sierra. 13. Who is responsible for maintaining the ship's master WQS bill? Executive officer. 14. What is used for transferring information from the battle bill and ship's bills to the WQS bill? Division notebook. 15. What is probably the most important of all the shipboard bills? Emergency bills. 16. Which bill organizes the crew to handle the effects of a major emergency or disaster aboard ship? General emergency bill. 17. Which PQS section covers the basic knowledge needed to understand the specific equipment or duties and provides an analysis of those fundamentals that broadly apply? Fundamentals, 100 series. 18. Which PQS section breaks down the subject equipment or duties into smaller, more easily understood sections called systems? Systems, 200 series. 19. Which PQS section tests the trainee's readiness to perform a designated task? Watch station and maintenance action, 300 series. 20. PQS oral examination boards could have as few as 2 or as many as how many members? 8. 21. What is normally the minimum pay grade required to be a PQS qualifier? E-5. 22. Who introduces trainees to the PQS program and recommends and monitors the goals for each individual? Work Center Supervisor. 23. Who qualifies personnel for watch stations and equipment and systems operations? Department Head. 24. Which side of the service record folder is the actual service record on? Right. 25. What are used to verify a member's ability to perform tasks required by occupational standards? PARS, Papa Alpha Romeos. 26. What are the primary enlisted to officer programs sponsored by the Navy that do not require a college education? Limited Duty Officer and Chief Warrant Officer. 27. CWO candidates must have completed at least 12 years, but not more than how many years, of active service on 16 January of the year in which the application is made. 24. 28. LDO candidates must have completed at least 8 years, but not more than how many years of active naval service on 16 January of the year in which the application is made. 16. 29. CPOs and SCPOs with at least how many years, but not more than 16 years, of naval service may apply for LDO and CWO in the same application year, but only one designator for each program may be requested. 12. 30. An active service obligation of how many years will be incurred by ECP selectees? 6. 31. To be eligible, ECP applicants must be at least 22 years of age, able to complete degree requirements, and commissioned before reaching what age? 33. 32. Which program provides 16 weeks of officer indoctrination training for enlisted personnel who possess a baccalaureate degree or higher? OCS. 33. OCS applicants must be at least 19 years old and not have reached what age by their commissioning date? 29. 34. Who ensures that personnel are trained to operate and maintain their equipment and related systems? TPO, Tango Papa Oscar. 35. Quarters for muster and inspection are held each workday before what time, depending on the type of ship and its operating schedule? 0800. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.